This is Registry, a podcast. One of the things I've said I wanted to do with Registry was to discuss films that should be on the registry and why they should be on the registry. And I think the biggest glaring omission is Stop Making Sense, the Talking Heads concert film directed by Jonathan Demme. There are so many reasons it should be on. Culturally, there's already a concert film on the registry, Woodstock. Historically, and culturally really, there's another one called The Tammy Show, which really documents sort of this, I don't want to say teeny bopper, but the youth rock movement of the early 1960s. What Stop Making Sense documents, it's the aesthetic part of the culturally, historically, aesthetically. Because what it's looking at is alternative music at that point, or college radio is what they sometimes called that genre, at a point where it's about to start bending. And the Talking Heads were already a huge band. They had really innovated new wave in the very early 80s. And here they're working in a mode that is not expected. They're doing almost a minimalist thing, not with the music, but with the presentation. A good example is the opening. We have David Byrne about to sing Psycho Killer. And he comes out onto the stage with just his guitar and a boombox and says, I'd like to play this tape for you. And he plays the tape, and then he does Psycho Killer, playing along with the tape. It's actually them off stage playing it, but he's there on the front. And then it builds from there, adding another person or two each song. And then they do pieces that move in and out. And then the wonderful projected images behind with words. And it's an artistic piece that's not just music. And there's the National Recording Registry, which is separate. We might do an episode about that sometime. But what it does is it takes the music, which was art rock, really, if you think about it, and it recontextualizes it in the form of an art film. That's very strange. I can't think of another example of it in film history, personally. There might be some of the animations and the... Yeah, I would think there must have been something in the 30s and 40s that sort of did the same thing, but nothing like this. Nothing on this grand a scale. It is really a triumph. It is the single best concert film ever made. And while other films that David Byrne was involved with, in particular True Stories, I would say are borderline. And True Stories is certainly borderline, but deserves consideration. This, I think, is a home run, and I can't see why it wouldn't be on the registry other than perhaps seeing the music as the important aspect, not necessarily the film, which is completely wrong. Without the film, the songs are just the songs. Within the film, they take on a whole new life and a whole new set of meanings. And I think that is really what the registry should be looking at, is things that are transformed by being a film. And the registry is good but not great about documenting performance. And this is contrived performance. It's not something like, for example, a film of Martha Graham dancing, or something like the singing on the at the Lincoln Memorial, or, you know, something like that. But this is something that is designed to be performed for the camera, for an audience that is watching on a screen, and that is hugely different. And something that needs to be represented on the registry in a way. And I don't see that it is. The Tammy Show and Woodstock are both examples of a performance that is recorded, but the performance would have happened the way it happened, regardless. And this was a performance designed for film. And I think that is really what is important about Stop Making Sense.